Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Gone are the dark.
gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is the rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Look all around, there's nothing but blue sky. Look straight ahead, nothing but blue sky. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Here is the rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Oh, bright sunshiny day. Yeah, it's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Bright sunshiny day. Bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be bright sunshiny.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. So today my guest is Marcia Shulman. She's really cool. She's from Florida, and we're going to talk a little bit about her and see what she's up to and take your calls second half and have some fun. We're going to keep everybody in our thoughts and prayers in Texas and all those that are going through, you know, a rough time out there. One of my friends has been called out there to do some work, I think, just to help the survivors out there. So let's keep him in your thoughts and prayers, too, and everybody who's going through a rough time out there. That hurricane water stuff is really hard. So we'll just send everybody light and love around the world, because I'm sure we have all kinds of stuff going on. So some things going on with me is coming up September 23rd and 24th, I'm going to be in St. Louis doing the Midwest Crystal Fest in Sunset Hills, Missouri. And October 7th, I'm going to be at Mystical Journeys in Alton, Illinois. Bethany is too. She's going to be entertaining out front. October 14th and 15th, I'll be at Campsville at Old Settler Days in Campsville, Illinois in Calhoun County. And I'm going to be doing October 28th and 29th in Alton, Illinois at the Mineral Springs Raining Zen, and then I've got some stuff coming up in November too, and so does Bethany. So you can go to our websites and check that out. Mine is www.amandadowellpsychic-healer.com, and Bethany's is bethanycaudill.com. Our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. And my guest today is Marcia. She is a licensed private investigator, Marcia Shulman. And she's in Florida, and she is a talented healer also. And she has been doing lots of different stuff with her passion for metaphysical work and alternative healing, and she's been doing this for quite some time now, doing stuff with mediumship, aura readings, angel DNA healing, and shamanic healing, and also working as an Arbonne consultant with wellness, which is really cool. They have some awesome stuff. And Marcia's been given angel card readings and working with all kinds of people all over the world and on the phone and in person. So she's got certifications as a medium, an angel DNA practitioner, and she's got some background with angel cards, and she's just got all kinds of cool stuff with chakra clearing, and she's worked with a lot of different people just with seminars, healings, and even her own experiences taking people on tours, you know, in different places like India. She's just full of lots of surprises, fun stuff, and lots to share. So you can find her on Facebook as Marcia Shulman, and you can also contact her by email at marcia.shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N, at gmail.com. So our call-in number is 347-237-5339, and you can hit 1 on your keypad, and we'll take your questions the second half. So we're going to bring Marcia live now and see what she's up to. Hey, Marcia, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Amanda. I'm so excited to be here today, even though the weather's kind of gloomy outside.
Oh, goodness. Well, at least we're going to have a good radio show, even though it's gloomy outside. Wow.
Exactly. I know you don't think Florida is normally gloomy, but it's very gray and rainy, and the wind's blowing pretty strongly. Maybe it's coming off the Gulf of Mexico via, you know, or courtesy, I should say, of Tropical Storm Harvey. But
it could be because that was a pretty massive storm. But yeah, you wouldn't typically think that Florida would always be gloomy, but I guess anything's possible.
Yeah. And I want to second what you said about our thoughts being with those that have been affected in Houston. I've been, you know, my heart's been so heavy as a result of it all weekend, and just, you know, sending out prayers and love to the people. I checked in before I called into the show. I checked in with somebody I know out in Texas, and he said that he was fortunate that, you know, his apartment was okay. And he said it's in his area in Houston. It's mostly been the suburbs around him that's been most, you know, heavily affected. But I, having been in Houston for work, this was a number of years ago following a hurricane, and I had to go into downtown Houston to do some public records work. And it's so low-lying that the, you know, it doesn't take much rain for it to fill up. And even it was like 2-3 days after the hurricane storm had hit, and the streets were, some of them were impassable even at that point. So I just can't even imagine all the rain that's hitting and has been hitting the area. My heart does go out to everyone. Yeah.
You know, it's hard to imagine, because when you think about Texas, you think it's just okay. And I started kind of wondering about some of my friends, too, that were out there. And I checked in with a couple of them, and they seemed to be okay. But they were telling me, you know, we're banding together. You know, we're going out and helping the others that, you know, aren't so fortunate right now, you know, just in helping each other. And I think that's huge that the surrounding areas are going around and, you know, trying to offer their support. And one of my friends from St. Louis has been sent to go out and help them as well. So I think that that's good that everybody's trying to pull everything together to help everybody.
I agree. And one other thing I heard on the radio, or not radio, TV last night, that hundreds of the Florida Power Company crews were taking trucks, driving trucks out there to help, you know, with the disaster. So, you know, again, any support that we who are fortunate not to be living out there can give. And the Huffington Post, they had an article listing all the different organizations that are taking various kinds of donations. For example, one of them is taking money to buy diapers for all the, you know, little kids whose families were affected. And I posted it on my timeline yesterday, if anybody wants to go to my Facebook page. Any donations, I'm sure, would be welcome.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'll reshare that, too, because, you know, it's just so important that even though we're not in it, you know, that we just band together to try to help people as much as we can, because, you know, that's just important.
Exactly. This is one of the worst disasters in history from, you know, as a result of a hurricane. I think it's been, they said it was 100 years since the last, or not 100 years, it was like 1912 since the last one that was as disastrous, that caused as much damage. And it's a historic high level of water that's pounding the area. So, yeah, I hope our listening audience is not in that area, but if they are, God bless you.
Yeah, and just continued, you know, light and prayers around that, because, you know, there have been a lot of different areas that have been affected by a lot of stuff. I remember Missouri a few years ago, it was affected by a tornado, and it wiped out Joplin pretty good. So, you know,
wow.
I just surround all the areas that have hurricanes or tornadoes or earthquakes, you know, even earthquakes. We just don't know. We just have to surround everybody with light and put out, you know, good energy and help as we can. So that's important. I could imagine with you, you've been feeling a lot of the shifts and changes, and, you know, it's been impacting you too, because you're, you know, empathic and also very intuitive.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think what I've been feeling this week has been more as a result of the eclipse. I didn't go out in it. I was mm-hmm. sitting and watching it on TV, and I know some of my neighbors went out and watched the partial eclipse because it didn't come close enough to where I live. But I was feeling, you know, so out of it some days, and some days I just couldn't get my energy moving. And then I did read an article, and I also listened to a recording of a show that indicated that the people who really are attuned to the energy of the earth are especially susceptible to the effects of an eclipse, especially the total eclipse that we felt or saw this past Monday. So, but I'm feeling much better now, thank God. I think I'm back to normal.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Well, you know, I think that a lot of people are talking about they could, you know, I felt like there would be some shifts, and I felt like there would be some good changes, but, you know, we just kind of go through different changes when planets change. It happens when one goes direct, when one goes backwards, when one moves, when Mercury hits retrograde, you know. I think even when we have a full moon.
Exactly. And Mercury is in retrograde right now. And so mm-hmm. that's just amplifying things. And I think it doesn't shift until September 5th, I think I had read.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And I do know having Mercury in retrograde, that does affect communication and such. And so we, you know, those of us that speak to a lot of people during the course of, you know, a month's period of time or whatever, you know, we have to be especially on guard that we're not misunderstood, or, you know, that there's not any miscommunication. Like, I wouldn't want to take on a project of rebuilding or whatever, you know, related to something you want done in your house, because if you do, you have to be mighty sure that the other person, the workmen involved, understand what you're talking about, and there's no miscommunication, or even with,
and,
you
know,
loved
that can
one.
That can happen. That can happen when you're working with people on fixing up your house and you want it a certain way. And then if you don't communicate just right, or it's retrograde, you know, you could end up communicating something that you didn't exactly want, because I've seen that happen many, many times.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, we as human beings are also, you know, quantum beings. We are affected by our environment. I mean, everyone is. Some are just not as attuned to it as others. But I would think that many of your listeners are, you know, that conscious and aware of how energy affects their body. And so I think we're speaking to those in the know that already, you know, probably are aware of it. But these are definitely strange times, right? I mean, with all these.
Well, you know, there's
things
just a lot of changes. There's just a lot of changes, and they are very much all at once. And I think that in some ways that could be a very good thing, because we're shifting in a more positive direction. They say the more you shift, and the more you shift yourself or change yourself or change your focus, the more, you know, aligned and attuned and maybe, you know, centered into the direction of, you know, light and angels we become. I think that's where we're headed.
I think you're absolutely right. Yes. Yes. For sure. So I understand.
Which that makes me excited that we're... Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say,
okay.
I've seen that you've been traveling all over the place. You must be really having to stop each morning. Okay, where am I?
Well, you know, like you said, there have been some strange changes. And, you know, they say grab on to something you know, when you see an opportunity, whether it's, you know, an opportunity for you or an opportunity for, you know, your friend who's going to, you know, shift and make some changes, you know, we all go through making, shifting directions. And one of the reasons that I ended up making more of a travel than what I wanted to, you know, you really get guided when you're traveling and you're going around and trying to, you know, sort of, I guess, maybe tie up loose ends before, you know, you go back into that work period where you're, for me, it would be working fairs and going different places and then, you know, working online and all that. But I made a circle around where I was going back and seeing my friends who ended up in a book that I ended up being in also, because I put them in there and I was in there and I got interviewed. And along my journey, what happened was I had an awakening about car issues. And, you know, those things happen. Some, you know, you could say, oh, must be Mercury retrograde because electronic stuff quits or, you know, things happen. Well, it was more of just a, okay, wake up, you need to do something different for me. And it was a big sign when the first thing happened. But when the second thing happened, I went, ooh, okay, that's definitely a sign. So, you know, you just start putting things out to the universe when something happens. But when you're on the road and you're stranded, it's a little scary. So the first thing that happened was on my car, my water pump went out. And the second thing that happened was my fan went out. And this was when I was going back and seeing some people. But, you know, it ended up being okay. And it was a very healing journey going back and seeing these people that empowered me to learn how to drive and encouraged me to get a driver's license and all that. And that's a whole other thing in a book that people can read about. But long story short, when I noticed my car quit, I thought, okay, I need to do something. This is telling me that, okay, you're wanting to travel on the road and you're going to fairs and, you know, you're touring, so you need a dependable vehicle. So I said, okay, yeah, I'll put it out there and see if anybody purchases the vehicle, and if they want it, then it's a sign I need to go get my friend's vehicle, and that'll be another long tour, you know, to a bunch of different states, driving through different states because it's in California. So what ended up happening was I did end up putting the car out there, you know, signs. Angels give you signs. So right away, somebody wanted the car, bought it, you know, bought it for the price I had it for, and that was going to be my down payment on the other car because my good friend had three cars and didn't need three cars. So she said, ah, what the heck, I'll just sell you mine, and you can slowly make payments like I did a long time ago. And that's typical. That's life anywhere you go. Now I've actually had cars. You know, I've had one and now another one that's not going to break down in less miles. So I ended up going out and getting it, and here I am with a better car so I don't break down when I'm on the road.
Oh, that's great. I'm so happy for you. And, you know, you just trusted what you were hearing and went for it, and I think that's awesome, really awesome.
Well, the signs started showing up when I was, you know, just going to take care of it myself and keep my car. And, you know, this good friend of mine who's an intuitive, and synchronicities are funny. She says, you know, well, why don't I just sell you my car because I've got two others and, you know, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. Just get that fixed and get home and then, you know, come out here and get this one. And it was, you know, quite a journey because she was kind and, you know, did some healings on us while we were there. And we went out for a little bit of lunch and, you know, it was just kind of fun. And then we drove back and saw beautiful scenery and, you know, things that, you know, you wouldn't typically get to do, but it was for an effective cause. So, you know, things just happen. You grab onto opportunities when you see them, even in your world. I love it how you will grab an opportunity and go, let me take people on a tour. I think that's wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, we've actually postponed the one that was to be coming up in October. We've postponed it to February. And actually, I haven't committed to memory the dates, but I think it's if February is a Monday, it's that Monday until the February 17th. So I believe those dates are correct. And we've actually amplified for the same price of the tour. We've added some things that we thought would be beneficial and add value to the trip. And so, you know, if anybody in the listening audience wants to get details of it, as soon as we start advertising the new one, I'll be happy to put them on the email list. Excuse me. So, again, my email is Marsha, M-A-R-S-H-A, and then dot Shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N, at gmail.com. So, yeah, it's just very exciting. And I've, you know, as a result of my having gone to India myself this past spring, I've, you know, been introduced through other people to people who are of Indian descent or, you know, recently moved here. And it's just opened up a whole new world to me. It's been very exciting. And it's funny.
That is when a new world.
When I was talking to my daughter about the trip, Mom, why are you doing this? Don't you have enough on your plate? And I said, well, number one, I'm being guided to do it. And number two, you know, I'm not ready to sit home and just, you know, hibernate. I feel like I've got the energy to, you know, to devote to activities like this, and I want to do it. I think it's, you know, bettering my life, and it's definitely a bonus for those that participate. So why not? But
absolutely.
She just couldn't understand why I was putting all the effort and everything into planning the trip and getting so excited about it. And I said, well, you know me, you know I have a lot of energy and that I love doing things. It's funny, I just want to tell this one quick story. Last week I had a friend who had asked me if she could spend the night. She was coming in from a community about an hour drive from where I live, and she needed she wanted to stay overnight because she was going to a meeting, and she invited me to it. So it was a couple-hour class that was being given by the League of Women Voters in my area of St. Pete. And I said, no, I don't think I want to go. And I said, I don't think it applies to me. It's about writing letters, learning how to write letters, op-ed letters to the editor and such. And she says, what? After looking at seeing what you post on Facebook, it's perfect for you. It's right up your alley. And when she said that, I thought, yeah, she's right. So I went, and it was an incredible couple of hours of instruction. And then the group was having another event, a meet and greet, two nights later. And so she stayed over again, and we both went. And it's been a real opportunity for me to meet like-minded people who are, you know, caught up in the politics going on today, and national politics especially, but also, you know, local politics. And even though I definitely am very spiritually oriented, I think that there's nothing more spiritual than getting good leaders, you know, to lead. I don't want to get involved as far as being elected to office, you know, but I do think we need to get the best people in elected to certain offices, or every office actually. So I'm really excited about getting involved in the organization. I did join, and I've selected a couple of committees that I want to participate in. So I feel like, you know, no matter what age you are, there's always an opportunity, you know, to be had. And I'm, you know, I'm eager to stay active, you know, until my time is up in this world. And even then, probably from the grave and beyond, I'll be, you know, contributing in some way. Hopefully I'll be the, you know, the voice of reason, looking down on my children and, you know, communicating with them from that perspective. But, I definitely.
I think that's amazing because, you know, like you said, you want to, I think it's important that we do find, you know, leadership people that will come in and run and, you know, run with integrity and, you know, where we can find peace in, you know, our country and we can resolve some of the things that, you know, are going on. And I think it takes people taking action like what you're doing to make that happen.
Yes, thank you. And you know what? You said a word that is very important, and that is integrity. And that is something that I hold very dearly. And I try to be my word in every area of my life. And if I can't do what I say I'm going to do, I communicate that in advance. And it's really very disappointing when others don't play by the same game, you know, of being their word. And it takes time to develop all of always, you know, communicating when you're not going to be able to do something that you said you'd do. But it's important because you leave the other person or people counting on you hanging. And so I really appreciate your using that word integrity. Thanks. That's what
Well, when I look at you, yes, when I look at you as a spiritual advisor, you know, and I call you that because you are, and as a healer, I see that you come from integrity, you know, that, you know, you hold your own and you come from love and you tell it like it is and you just give it to them the way it is, which is what I like. And, you know, you also use part of your, you know, investigative skills also, you know, just with, you know, your intuition and what you know, and you blossom that and put that together. Plus, you also use healing. So when I look at you and around, I want to help empower the world and I want to make it a better place. When I see you, you know, and I've known you a long time and I'm honored to know you as a person. It's just, you know, we're connected right away. I love how you put the world first and you have integrity there also.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate your saying that. Thank you. So are we going to take some callers today?
We sure are. We have some people lined up here. It looks like they're starting to hit one on their keypad and they're ready to go. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and then come back, give you a chance to take a sip of water and maybe meditate for just a second. So we'll be back in just a second.
Okay, great.
Just a minute, Marcia. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Marcia Shulman. We're getting ready to take questions the second half. You can hit one on your keypad if you have a question, and we'll take it. Also, if you're in the chat room, you can type your question. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. You can also email Marcia at .shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N, at gmail.com. Again, our call-in number, 347-237-5339. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Hit one on your keypad and have your question ready. See you in just a minute.
Me, a cat moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Back to the years that go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags someone gave us, and how my mama cut the rags too. There were rags of many colors. Every piece was small, and I didn't have the coat, and it was wet down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, sewing every piece with love. She made my coat of many colors. I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told the story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors, just for an angel said. Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness, and I just couldn't wait to wear it. Mama blessed.
Back for the second half of Messages of Light. We're going to take your calls. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad if you want to ask a question. We're going to bring Marcia back. You can check her out on Facebook, Marcia Shulman, and you can also email her at marcia.shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N, at gmail.com. So we're going to bring Marcia back and take some callers. Welcome back, Marcia.
Thank you.
Okay, our first caller is area code 941. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hi, I'm Carla. I'm fine.
How can we help you?
I have a question regarding my career, and I was wondering, where do you see that? I work for myself. I have a part-time job that I'm thinking about quitting shortly, and I was wondering what you see about me doing that, plus also my career. How do you see my own business going?
Well, first I was wondering, what I'm getting is that you have been getting some signs of which direction to go in, but you're not really being open to them. Are you aware of any signs you've been given?
I know the direction that I want to go in, yes. And I have been getting the signs, yes.
So I really believe strongly that when you're given a sign, that that's an indication that you'd be successful in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not particularly picking up any particular area that you should be moving in, but if you're getting a sign, then I would by all means follow it. Your part-time job is not, I take it, in the area that you are wanting to go in. Is that so?
It's the area that I'm in, part of the area that I'm in my own career path, but just the place is not, that positive or for my highest good, I should say.
Right, right. Well, one of the things that I'm getting is that you tend to be, you keep to yourself a lot, and that one of the areas that would be in your best interest would be a job that would bring you out and interact with a lot more people. Even though it is always good to be able to tune in and listen to what we're being, you know, guided to do. On the other hand, we tend, if we keep to ourselves, especially in work, if we are working someplace where there's only maybe ourselves and one other person, it doesn't really bring us forward as much as when we're working with a numberful, and the energy is just in general a lot better. What kind of work do you do, or do you want to do?
Oh, okay. I want to do more of my healing work and teaching, which I do now, and I also do massage.
Mm-hmm.
And I also do some intuitive work, but more into the healing and teaching aspect.
Right, right. And I'm getting that, yes, you're very well suited to that. And maybe what I'm also getting is maybe you need to expand to some different areas and bring in some additional people that you can work with. You know, do you work from a particular school where your physical school, or are you? Do you work out of your home? Where do you do your?
Out of my home, the teaching out of my home.
Mm-hmm. So what's coming to me is maybe offering to lead classes or conduct healing sessions at a spiritual center or someplace else that more people might be able to take advantage of what you have to offer.
Well, I also rent space for my own business, for my healing work and my massage.
Oh, great.
Just the teaching out of my home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're definitely what I'm getting is that you're definitely working in the right area. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Our next caller is area code 908. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hi. Good afternoon, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Caroline.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi. So my question is, well, I have like an extraordinary opportunity to have two potential investors fund my startup company and some bigger projects, not the small ones, and they're all spiritual projects. So I'd like to know which one, you know, there was a first one that came along and now, you know, they both came into my lap, or is there somebody better? I'm always open. It comes in threes, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So give me a like a nickname for opportunity A and a nickname for opportunity B, and I'll tell you what they're telling me.
Okay, just anything? Okay.
Yeah, A or B, you can even name it like that.
Okay. First one, G, the second one, R.
Okay. So they're telling me that you're better off going with R? That
yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I felt like something strange happened. At first, everything was gung-ho. It was just a big surprise. It just fell into my lap. You know, it was a referral. And
oh, great.
And then he wanted me to do a business proposal in business. A business proposal does not take 10 minutes, especially, you know, it's a startup, and you got to know how much it is, you know, et cetera, and how you're going to pay them back. So, and he sent me an email, you know, that should have taken you 10 minutes. I didn't like his tone. Then the second tone, he's pushing me, some of his talent and his companies on me. He said, oh, Caroline, because I'm setting up spiritual events in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And including one right now at the Madison Square Garden, not the big theater, but underneath there's a smaller theater and it holds like 500 people. So I'm targeting for that. And I also want to go to Europe. So I have this big picture, you know, that, you know, I just want to help people. So
yeah,
you might as well help people where the energy is needs it, New York, New Jersey, you know, a little New Jersey too. I live in New Jersey. So it's kind of like, there's been hints here and there that a little darkness comes through, and I'm saying, you know, I don't like that. And then I told them, you know, I like to keep them up to date. And he goes, you know, like, oh, what am I working on? You know, so he doesn't think I'm, you know, deserting him or forgetting about him. And he goes like this, okay, I'm on the bike right now, and I'll read your email later. 2 seconds later, he goes like this, I read your email. Meanwhile, I was going back, you know, trying to incorporate his companies, you know, or some of his talent that he has, you know, trying to be nice, you know, sometime, you know, figure out in 2018, I'm not going to get involved with that, you know. But he was like so, and I don't know him, but I was feeling he's a, let's just say, scammer. That's my theory. I wouldn't even, you know, share this with anybody. But I got the feeling. Because he goes, because Caroline, if you have $65,000, I could make you $1 million. That was my hello to him. And I'm like, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think you're better off saying thank you, but no thank you.
Yeah, I'm not even going to bother.
Yeah.
The second one, I, you know, it's the father of, you know, this friend that I have anyway. So beautiful. And he's a really nice person. And
right.
So everything will work out with the second one, you know?
Yes, yes. And whatever you're viewing right now as the outcome of your relationship, you know, business relationship with this, with the second party, it's just going to be even better than what you can imagine. It's going to be very successful.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so beautiful. I'm going to request, and I won't ask anymore. I thank you for, you know, for your time. You're very generous. I'm asking for a specific amount, 50,000. It might go 40. You know, I could, like, leave some stuff aside, and as money comes in, I'll do it myself because that's the plan anyway, eventually. Do you think he's going to go for it between 40 and 50?
Yes, I'm getting yes.
On the 50?
I would start with the 50.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
I would say the same thing. Yeah, start with that. I totally agree.
Yeah, that changes everything. Then, you know, I could meet my goals and help more people, you know, and because that's what it's all about. You know, just have inspirational, spiritual, you know, with people like you, psychics, mediums, music. I'm going to incorporate music. So it's going to be a whole production.
Sounds wonderful.
Yay. Yeah, I'm so excited, you know. I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do. It's kind of my mission, you know. So I want to make a difference. So I'm just like spreading love across the world, you know, and inspiring, giving people hope. Not only me, but I want people like, you know, talented like you, you know, mediums, psychics, you know, spiritual people. So what state are you in?
I live in Florida.
Beautiful. I'm going to the West Coast. I'm actually going to set up some events for early, you know, February, March. And who am I speaking with? Which one?
Oh, this is Marcia Schulman.
You've got Marcia and you've got Amanda.
You both in Florida?
No, I'm in Missouri.
Oh, Missouri. Well, if you want to travel to Florida on vacation, then it's, you know, hey, we could work something out. Wow.
Well,
would you like
Amanda always is welcome to stay with me. So that's an opportunity,
yeah.
Amanda.
Oh, Marcia,
you're
just so sweet. And I would do it. I love it. I love to travel and I love to make a difference.
Beautiful. So I am going either for, you know, because in May I'm going to England, but I have these winter months. And I know Florida is very hot. It's always hot. It's always beautiful. So it, and my, one of the people I'm bringing that I'm hosting, he wants to go to Florida. He's in England. He wants to go to Florida because he heard that a lot of British mediums come to Florida and they're very popular. So I'll take him to Florida. A man wants to go to Florida. I'll take him to Florida. I have family there. I have family there, so it's going to be beautiful. I'll stay. You know what I'll do? If you have any information on how to reach you, I'll be more than gladly to reach you, and maybe could tell me some venues as well. It'll be easier.
Okay. Well, do you have Amanda's email or how? If you could message her the information, how to get in touch with you, I'll respond to
beautiful.
You.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay.
Absolutely.
Shall do that. Thank you, ladies. This has been a remarkable reading. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. I really appreciate you.
Thank
both.
You for calling in.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Bye.
I'll come back to you. Bye-bye now.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Our next caller is area code 305. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you? 305-300.
Thank you, Amanda. This is Deanna. How are you?
Hi,
hey,
Deanna.
Hey, doing good. How are you?
About your adventure, because I've been wondering about it all along. And I have some astrologer friends, and they always ask, where are you going to be around your birthday? And because you did this near your birthday, I think it's very auspicious for the year.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
It was
very fun traveling.
I bet you. You must have felt like everything was open up. There was a different horizon every day. Just what I need. Just what I need. I think it's a great idea. So happy that you did this and you got your car, which looks beautiful, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you know, I couldn't have pulled it off without Bethany. She helped out, too. She was so adventurous, ready to drive, and ready to experience new things also. And I think it really opened up some things for her and you know, she got to see a lot of things she wanted to see, and, you know, she gave out a lot of cards to people in different areas and sang some, too, while we were on the road. So it was quite an adventure.
Yeah, I think that this is what she's been looking forward to, the traveling troubadour life, and it gave her a better idea, a more tangible idea of how it could work out. So I was really happy for both of you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Marcia.
And we're looking forward
Hi,
to coming
Marcia.
To Florida and seeing you guys and Marcia, too. So how
that
can we help
nice.
You today?
Well, I wonder about my health. With health, you could do a lot.
Yeah.
And Marcia has helped me. Marcia is a good healer. She's very, very focused, and I'm very thankful to her. So, on the open line, what do you get, Marcia?
I'm getting that, you know, with your concerns and everything, that you spending a lot of times indoors, and that's, you know, yes, you've gone out to go to the store, get groceries, whatever, but what I'm getting is that staying inside where you're alone and you're, you know, you start getting focused on the negative of, you know, what's not working in your life. And what I'm getting is that you would really benefit, and I know where you live is very hot. You're in Florida, you're in South Florida, and it's very, very hot. But as the weather starts cooling, they're saying they want you to go out and just be in nature. It doesn't have to be, you know, take trips anywhere, you know, expensive or long, but really benefit from what nature has to offer. You're also very tuned into things, and it will help enliven your spirit, and then also being outside and maybe going to some water source near, you know, where you are would really be of particular benefit to you. It'll affect your health positively, and will definitely affect improve, you know, the mental side of things. You know, you're being able to shift, you know, the way you're looking at certain things. So as the weather starts getting, I know it's not going to get particularly cold where we're living, but you know, as the summer days wane and the fall is welcomed in, try to get out more and be in nature. And that's one thing I've talked about before, which is very applicable, is earthing, you know, just being out barefoot for a short period of time. 10 minutes a day is very beneficial. It helps bring the negative ions up, you know, from the energy of the earth, and it puts you in balance with nature.
I agree. A change of frequency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's plenty of green spaces where you are where you could, you know, venture out for 10 minutes a day just to feel the earth and be realigned with the vibration of the earth.
Thank you. I'm going to put that into practice.
Good.
I have been very worried. I've been very worried because I don't know, you know, my home situation. And that,
right,
I'm sure has contributed to health concerns, because tension, well, it's not usually good. You know, you get tense, something is going to snap. So I agree with you. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you for
Amanda.
Calling.
Oh, definitely. Amanda.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. I do. I feel like earthing is very important when we're in touch with that and when we, you know, utilize that to help us heal. I think it's really important to go out in that because it really comes up in your energy and around you, that working with, you know, that energy and grounding yourself and going into that is really good. Working with, you know, sounds and frequencies are too. Just listening to any type of soothing music or a meditation, you know, is also good. So, and then just calling on your angels and asking them for help, because you have a lot of angels that stay around you all the time to help you. So you're doing really good. Just keep going and keep empowered and call upon those angels to help you.
Thank you very much, Amanda. I will. And thanks to my angels. Have a blessed afternoon.
You too.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Right, bye-bye. Our next caller is 551. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Marcia.
Hi.
Hi. I'm just calling because I feel like I'm following my own guidance or my guidance of spirit. And this one, I'm in search of my purpose, right? And I feel like today is the day that I'm starting over. So I turned in, like, my notice for my lease. And I just want to know, what do you see coming for me after doing all of this? Because I just feel like my body, my spirit is telling me this is the right way to do. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay, you were going in and out. So the only thing, the question I wanted to ask to make sure I understood, you did what to your lease today, or with your lease?
I took a notice saying that I'm moving out in a month. And I know that eventually I'm probably going to switch jobs. Not sure what's going to happen today, but I don't know. I just feel like time for a change, and I just want to know, what do you see coming after I do all of this?
Well, the thing that I think is important is for you to have a good purpose and an idea in mind, because you're not going to be able to manifest important for you and the right direction for you unless you have some idea of what you want to do. It's important to state your intentions. So what I'm getting is that you have the opportunity and the perfect time, the timing is right for you to really step into your power, because you are a powerful person. You just haven't really gotten behind your power yet. And if you step into that and really start making some declarations or setting of intentions for what it is that you want, then that's what, you know, that's a message to the universe. Okay, this is what I want created, what I want to create. And because you've already taken some very positive steps in saying, okay, I'm not going to renew my lease. I'm ready for something new. But something new, you could sit back and just wait for something new to show up, or you can take control and step into your power and set your intentions.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing now. I'm just trying to fill out what exactly it is that I want, because I know that hold on for 1 second. I'm walking.
Okay.
I was saying that I'm trying to see what it is that I want, because I know I'm a powerful manifester, and I manifested everything that I wanted up until now, but what I did was I based it upon what I thought I wanted. So I'm here, and I realized that I really don't like what I manifested. Therefore, because I'm very far in my career, it took me a long time to get here, but I absolutely hate it. So now I'm back to the drawing board. And now, before
I say whatever it is I want because I know I get everything I want. I promise you I do. It's no exaggeration.
Right.
Before I say anything else, I need to make sure that when I step, that this time when I manifest it, because it's going to come, that this is exactly what it is that I want, instead of just going for the money or going because it looks good on paper. And I want to know if you are able to see what is that for me.
Yeah, I'm picking up that you would benefit from maybe taking some more classes in a particular area that interests you, get some more credentials behind you, so that, you know, you can then put yourself out there in that particular area. Is there anything that you see as opposed to what you're already doing or working in that would interest you, really spark an interest in you? Because what I'm picking up is that going back to school for, you know, a short period of time would benefit you greatly.
Yeah, I just don't know for what, because I'm really good in school. I do very well in school. I've been in school for 7 years, well, after high school, got my master's.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what it is that will, you know, with that interest, because when I think of something, I get so many ideas. It's so many to choose from, and I'm good at all of them.
Yeah, I'm getting it's something in the area of science, some aspect of science. Are you good in that particular area?
No. Well, back when I was in undergrad, I didn't do the best in it, but I'm different now. I'm more mature and focused, so you never know.
Right. Amanda, are you picking up anything?
You know, I really feel like it's interesting because I can see you into the arts and languages a lot. It seems like it's English related, or you really like the literature or something. At least that's coming through. You must like to read. But I feel like you're just getting ready to adventure more into yourself. You really can have whatever you want, whatever career, and it seems like you're more of a entrepreneur and you're getting ready to have, you know, enough education that you can just go out there and do what you need to do. But I feel like you're going to educate yourself along the way too. Like, you know, you'll do more as you go along. So, you know, I pick up this entrepreneur energy from you. Like, you may even venture out into that, maybe kind of doing your own thing, but you'll do some other things on the side too to, you know, ground yourself and establish yourself. But I see a lot of study still, like what she was talking about. You'll do different kinds of study.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because maybe she's taking up the medical school thing.
But I was she may, because that can look like science to me too.
Yeah,
I mean, just
yeah,
the
I'm
medical
getting
background,
that
you know,
huge,
because
yeah, I'm getting
when you said, oh, she may be picking up the medical, I got yes, you're picking up the medical.
Yeah, I'm getting a big yes in my, you know, in my ear.
Yeah, I'm just the thing about the medical is I just don't know what. I just don't know what I want to do, and I'm not sure if I'm ready to concentrate and focus like that right now, because I just really want, I need some time to myself to really make sure, because this is like going, getting up and working, it's kind of like a nightmare. It feels awful.
Well, if you can afford to, you know, leave your job, or if you've already left and can afford a couple of months of not working, and that's a big if. I don't know what your position, financial position is. But if you allow yourself to take some courses in anything that appeals to you, you know, a variety, maybe two or three that are in areas that you never really allowed yourself to explore. Maybe, as Amanda said, in art or in science or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to, you know, it'll reach out, jump off the page at you when you're going through maybe a catalog of courses being offered. You know, a lot of colleges offer courses in continuing education to the public, mm-hmm. so you don't have to spend as much money to take the classes as you would if you enrolled in a college. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, just pick ones that jump out at you or elicit some interest, and that may give you an opportunity to see what you might like to do. And even in these continuing ed classes, they're offered most of the time in the evening to accommodate people who work. So that's my recommendation. I'm not getting anything other than, you know, the science area, which Amanda was getting might be medical. So give yourself the gift of, you know, trying different things so that you can then have something to choose from that might interest you more than somebody saying, oh, I think you should be this or I think you should be that.
That's true. I think that's the best thing. I'm going to have to explore, figure this out.
Yeah, I do too. I highly suggest you
do
that.
Yeah, I think that's exciting that she's doing that, and she's got a background with science and medical, and, you know, you can take that a lot of different directions and do more with it and form your own thing maybe even too, because I see that you like to do your own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I do. All right, well, I'm about to get back to work. I don't know why. Do you happen to know by any chance, before I go up there, why my supervisor is calling me to speak to me?
I'm getting it's not anything negative. In fact, he may have an opportunity to offer you. He may have picked up that, you know, you're not happy. And it's not that you're not going to be fired or you're not going to be reprimanded. Something positive.
I pray it is, because I was just having
I don't think it's anything bad. I'm not seeing anything bad. It just seems like, you know, it's going to be okay is what I'm hearing from your angel.
Yeah, that's what I kind of felt on my way here, because usually I get really, really nervous. But now I'm just like, where I'm at in life is just like, I don't know. I think what I did was try to do like the straight and narrow, and I rushed to get to this point in life. And then I'm just like, okay, I didn't give myself a chance in other places. So now I think this is the time, but I really wish I didn't rush to get here and really took that time to explore so I could know for sure.
Right. You know, I'm really getting that this is going to be the answer to what you're looking for, that he's got an opportunity, maybe another position or something that he thinks highly of you and that he wants to offer it to you. So go in with an open mind and see what he has to say. And if it is something you're interested in, then go for it. If not, you know, take some time to think about it. Tell him, you know, you will think about it and you'll give him an answer, I don't know, by the end of the week or whatever you decide is a good enough period of time.
Okay. No problem. Well, I thank you, Katie, so much. That really helped me, because I've been in a place where I've been walking in fear and I really can't do this earth, playing it safe like this. It's kind of nerve-wracking.
Well, you're definitely loved. You know, that's what one of the things I'm picking up. And you won't be guided into something that is in your best interest.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Blessings. We have one more caller, area code 270. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great.
What's
your name?
My name is Joy.
Hi, Joy. Are you full of joy today?
I've got some.
Good.
I had a question. I'm single, and I was wanting to know if I'd be dating soon.
I'm getting yes, and I'm also getting that right now you're particularly sensitive to the energies and emotions because of what's going on in the atmosphere. You know, we talked about that at the beginning of the show, and you're one of those people that is particularly sensitive to it. So just be aware of that. So, you know, as you meet people, they're telling me to just go slowly and not, you know, especially if you meet a gentleman and you're, you know, thinking, oh, wow, you're bowled over by him. Just take it slow, because right now you're affected by the energies and your emotions are running high, and, you know, just take it slow. But you will be meeting someone, I'm getting within the next couple of months, next 2-3 months.
Yeah, that's what I feel too. I agree with that.
And the other thing that I'm getting too, I don't know if you are, Amanda, but in order for you to bring him into your life, you need to get out there more. He's not going to just knock on your door, is what I'm saying. So participate in activities. You know, if your friends invite you to come over for a get-together, go. Just go move beyond the you that is normally you, and take opportunities as an opportunity to meet someone.
Okay.
Amanda, do you have anything else?
You know, I really feel like you're getting ready to meet someone. It's just a process, and I get, like you did, Marcia, like 1 to 2 months away, and just be open to it. You know, just in the meantime, just be open to receiving blessings and everything, because you're really going to have a good time with this.
But one other thing I'm definitely getting is to take it slowly and honor yourself and your feelings. If some little thing is not exactly right that's bothering you, honor that, and you could explore it a little further with the gentleman, but just know that feelings are often messages that we're picking up on from the angels, from the divine. And so honor that and don't just blow it off as, oh, I'm just being, you know, irrational, which so many times people do. And they don't recognize that these feelings are often messages that we're getting that go slow. You know, maybe things aren't exactly as we think they may be, and listen to body sensations and feelings.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I'm really getting.
Yeah,
but you.
Same here. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
You were saying something, Marcia, before we let
her
go.
Yeah, the last thing I was going to say to you is that the main thing is for you to go beyond the normal you and put yourself out there in different areas, you know, activities that you wouldn't normally participate in, so that you'll meet a lot more people than you normally would come in contact with.
Okay, I'm definitely open to it.
Good, good. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you both.
Thank
I do appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in. Blessings.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Marcia, I want to thank you for joining me today. We had a lot of good callers who, you know, hit one on their keypad and, you know, they really listened today, and it's just been a wonderful show.
Thank you. I always love being on your show. I love your listeners and people who call in, and I look forward to the next time I'm on.
Me too, and I can't wait to see you again in person. It's been a while.
I know, it's been too long, but I hope you...
It'll be fun to get a hug from you and... see you
thanks.
Again.
And if Bethany can get away with you, come on down.
We will. We will. She likes to travel. She really likes Florida. And honestly, she hasn't even really gotten to see enough of the beach. So she needs some of those good experiences with the water and, you know, the beach and healing and feeling Florida, because I know she'll like it. So it'll
yes.
be fun. We'll definitely do it. And it was wonderful
have
to have you on today. You're my buddy.
Thank you. I have the perfect beach to take you to, both of you to.
That'd be fun. We would really enjoy it. You're just in my heart, Marcia, and I just really think the world of you, and I'm blessed to, you know, have you as family and as my friend, and I love having you on as a radio guest, so I can't wait to do it again.
Thank you. I feel the same. So until next time,
all right.
Many blessings to you and your listening audience.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Marcia. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Marcia Shulman. We'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can check out Bethany at Bethany, BethanyCaudill.com. You can check me out at Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. You can find me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L. And you can email me at starwaya@hotmail.com. And we will see you next time. Everybody enjoy the rest of your day. Let's keep sending light out there to Texas and light around the world so that we can all bless everybody. And we'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you for tuning in. All you listeners out there, thank you. Blessings to you, and I appreciate all of you. See you next Monday. Take care, everyone, and we're going to enjoy a song from one of Bethany's covers that she did in the studio in Springfield, Missouri. So have a great day, everybody. Blessings.
Told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. The circle fast and slow. coming down, sunny day. I want to know, have you ever seen the rain? I want to know, have you ever seen the rain coming down, sunny day? One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue-gray shoes. Oh, you can do anything to stay off my blue-gray shoes. You can knock me down, step on my face, slander my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do. Honey, lay off of those shoes. Now don't you step on my blue-gray shoes. Well, you can do anything to stay off my face. Let's go, cat. I'll walk the dog. You can burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from no fruit jar. Anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off the shoes. Now don't you step on my blue-gray shoes. You can do anything to lay off my blue-gray shoes. I rock it. Woo, yeah. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, go, go. Now don't you step on my blue-gray shoes. Now you can do anything to lay high.